I'm sorry. I wish I could help, but I haven't seen Judith since we divorced.
Which is right after your son died.
Yes, but things weren't good between us before that. She was...
impulsive? Emotionally unstable?
One minute she hated me, the next was total love. She had problems.
Mr. Peterson, do you have any idea where she might have gone?
I'm sorry, I don't.
I understand your son was 7 when he drowned.
He and Judith were in a rowboat on Echo Park Lake. James fell in.
But you're not so sure that's what happened.
Of course I am. It was a terrible accident.
According to her medical records, Judith was diagnosed with antisocial personality disorder in her 20s.
Yes, but she was very good at keeping up on her medication.
And you filed for divorce 6 weeks before James died?
How did she take the news?
Not well. She lashed out. Became depressed.
It's possible she blamed James for the demise of your relationship.
You're suggesting that Judith said anything to James.
Eric. You don't want to think she could hurt your son because that would mean you weren't there for him as a father.
But you know the truth, don't you, Mr. Peterson?
I thought, but there was never any proof. Who would do something like that?
Maybe she was desperate to save her marriage, and when that didn't work out, all she had left was guilt.
St. Thomas brought back the ghost of James. It eased the pain, a psychotic delusion brought on by a repressed memory.
Which fueled her obsession. Mr. Peterson, where were you and Judith living at the time?
A couple blocks from where he drowned.
Address?
1217 Terrace Drive.